Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com, click on any of the links associated with previous shows, and listen to the different shows and gather some information, and that will always give you more understanding, which will generate more questions. And when you have more questions, tune back in. And if we don't answer your questions fully, please contact any one of the providers listed on the site for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-2225 or 561-BACK, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure and is always my pleasure to answer people's questions and to give them the understanding that they need to help them turn their health around. And I really appreciate when listeners, one, listen, but also contact me and ask their important questions. And I really appreciate those who have done that and the dialogues that we've had via email. And so thanks for that. And so for today's show, we have to introduce my cohort. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's standing across the studio from me. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, good morning, Doc Rick. Great to see you again. You know, we talk a lot about health problems that result from eating sugar in all of its forms. But now more and more evidence is being shown about the dangers of high fructose corn syrup, which are a little different than sugar. Can we talk about that today?
We can definitely talk about that today. I guess what's interesting is that now they're researching that, which I find funny because they've known since the 1920s when they first started creating artificial sugars in our foods, where they would, use these kinds of sweeteners to artificially sweeten our foods. They've known since the 1920s that artificial sugar and man-made sugar is completely different from real sugar. And one of my mentors, Dr. Royal Lee, saw the writing on the wall back in the 1920s and predicted all the diseases that we're dying of today. So I'll be curious to see what sort of stats we have on high fructose corn syrup.
Well, you know, one of the aggravating factors is that the average American, which excludes people like you and to a lesser degree people like me, consume over 60 pounds of high fructose corn syrup each and every year. And that is just astonishing.
And like you said, that's the average American. That's not the already obese unaverage, but becoming more popular American.
That's right. And most of that sweetener comes from sweetened drinks and processed foods. And this has really been happening in a major way since the 70s when high fructose corn syrup was introduced into the food chain. And really, it wasn't until around 2000 that high fructose corn syrup use eclipsed refined sugar.
Right. And, you know, because the whole food industry and as technology has improved, they look for the more efficient, more cost-effective ways to create a similar product. And so, you know, you look at, you would think that extra virgin olive oil would cost less because it requires less in order to manufacture, but yet it doesn't. They charge a premium for it, even though it's the simplest to produce. And then the ones that are mostly refined and processed and have additives put to it to make it a light olive oil, those actually cost less.
That is odd. Figure. Yeah, how do you figure that? Now, I mean, during this period of time since 2000, obesity rates have more than tripled. Diabetes incidence has increased more than sevenfold, and not, you know, perhaps the only cause, but the fact that can't be ignored is this introduction of the extreme use of these high fructose corn syrups.
Right, and again, it goes back to the whole philosophy that it's profits over people, and so as long as they're making profits, and as long as they can make us addicted to it, and people are craving it, and they go to the store and look for it, then yeah, it's just going to continue to create a problem, and that's again because they're putting profits over people instead of helping us to understand that, you know what, this will create this response, but that's not really good for society. So we're going to understand that it's not good for society, and we're not going to offer it to society. No, they just say, who cares what the data says? Let's make profits.
Well, you know, their argument is kind of it's odd in a way, because what the industry, the high fructose corn syrup industry, the corn industry says on their website is they talk about the great benefits of using high fructose corn syrup. And for example, they say it gives tomato sauce a more consistent flavor and reduces the acidity. And so to them, they're giving consumers what they want.
Right, but they're giving consumers, quote, what they want based upon what they've told the consumer that the consumer needs to have. And, you know, the tobacco industry did that thousands of years ago. Not really, but, you know, and we've seen what that did to people's overall health. And now there's the whole big push to get people to stop smoking. Not really. But they give you the illusion that they want you to stop smoking with these dramatic commercials, and you know they're doing the same thing. It's not as evolved as the tobacco industry is, but they're starting to do the same thing with the food industry, and so the Corn Growers Association basically is trying to push back, saying, well, if you're making high fructose corn syrup bad, and that's what happens with the majority of the corn that we grow, then you're cutting into our livelihood. And it's unfortunate that, yeah, that's going to be true, because what we're doing to corn and all the different things that we're doing to genetically modify it and bastardize it and refine it and hydrogenate it and all of these things are just leading to bigger health problems.
No, well, you know, it must be true to some extent, this idea that people, I mean, it's kind of like little children who always want the same flavors or the same things, you know, because people seem to flock to chain restaurants and fast food places where they know that the food that they order is going to taste the same every time they go. And it seems we've really lost touch with the enjoyment of exploring a variety of tastes and the seasonality of foods and new and different flavors.
Right. And that has to do with our addictive nature, because of the addictive components associated with these artificial sweeteners and the way that it ties into the emotions of self-esteem. And when you don't feel good about yourself, you are going to reach for something that's simple, that tastes good, that is typically made with this high fructose corn syrup. And so it's a self-perpetuating problem that just feeds on itself.
You know, another claim that's made by the corn industry is that, high fructose corn syrup improves the texture of foods.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It improves the texture. Improves so people who have texture issues, that's probably important for them. But I don't know. I go out into nature and I look at what nature produces. And nature doesn't seem to be overly concerned with texture. I just spent some time away in a foreign country where I got to go out into the jungles and see what goes on in the jungles. And they grow everything fresh and learn a little bit about you know, how to survive in a jungle and what's good to eat and what's not good to eat and that kind of stuff. And I just found it fascinating that texture is really not an issue.
Well, you know, again, this is what the industry is promoting. And another thing they say is that it helps, you know, bread crust and caramel candies brown so that people like those colors. And, you know, when they see the crust of the bread, they like a brown crust or, you know, obviously a lot of people eat caramel candy. So,
yes, the golden brown, of course.
And another thing that happens is fermentation. So since high fructose corn syrup feeds yeast, it helps with fermentation.
Right, but the fermentation that it helps with is inside of you, and you don't want those kinds of fermentations going on because that's the cause of the gas and the bloating and the reflux and the indigestion. And you know, you keep eating these fermentable foods that are highly processed, not natural fermentable foods, like kefir and those kinds of things, and sauerkraut and those kinds of things. But when you're dealing with these highly refined carbohydrates and the high fructose corn syrups, their fermentation process creates acids of fermentation, which causes acid indigestion and acid upset.
Yeah. And another one that you'll love this one is that they use it as a preservative to keep baked goods from going stale, which means that they can keep that longer shelf life that we're talking about.
Sit
all the
on
time.
The shelf for as long as it takes somebody to come along and buy it. And as long as we don't feed people, they'll eventually crave that and they'll be compelled to buy it. And the manufacturer's like, well, if I made this product 5 years ago, it doesn't matter because it's still fresh.
It's still fresh. Well, you know, right now we're simply talking about the ways that they use corn syrup in place of sugar, but there are a lot of other even more important things we need to be concerned about. But before we get to that, we need to take a short commercial break. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you about some of these other issues around.
Yes. Please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, my cohort, Mark Sabin, and I are discussing high fructose corn syrup.
Well, in the first segment, we really talked a lot about just the way it's used in lieu of sugar. But what really makes matters worse for your health is that by 2008, almost all the corn that's being produced is genetically modified. So why was it genetically modified, if you know?
Because they wanted to keep it, have the ability to make it grow in spite of the deficient situations with drought or with bugs or with infertile topsoil or not enough topsoil with nutrients. And they, you know, anything that's genetically modified is designed. It's like the marine of foods. It has the ability to adapt and overcome to whatever circumstances are being thrown at it. And that's good for the production. The difficulty is once it's consumed, it changes the way that we as a species now function physiologically, and it leads to problems. And, that's good for the doctors who are going to treat those problems, but it's not good for the people who have those problems. And since they're not telling us that it is being genetically modified and that the labels aren't indicating that it's genetically modified and somehow states like California, somehow the vote goes through where the people don't seem to be concerned, which I find hard to believe. I'm pretty sure that Californians are a little bit more health conscious than other states in the country. But yet the voting seems to indicate that they don't care. And I would just say we need to take a look at, is that voting legitimate or not?
Yeah, and in Europe, they're doing a lot to get rid of GMO foods. And one of the things is that genetically modified corn is resistant to harsher poisons that they use to kill weeds. And so once, you've modified the corn, you can now use greater amounts of pesticides without damaging the corn crops. Of course, that creates a double whammy for the rest of us who end up eating these pesticides.
Yes. And, they're generally recognized as safe, or they're saying that because there's not so much, or they assume that the consumer is going to go through the steps of scrubbing those pesticides off that actually diffuse into this, a little bit more than just the surface skin. It gets into the heart of the fruits or vegetables, and then we're consuming that, and then it's just going to create more problems as we consume more and more and more of it.
And not only that, of course, it's washing into the soil, which means it's getting into the water table. So even if you're not eating this stuff directly, there's a chance that you're consuming some of these pesticides anyway.
Right. We're exposed to 86,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis, of which less than 20,000 are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So we get 66,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis that our body has to try to deal with. And one of the ways it does that is it surrounds it in a layer of fat and walls it off away from our vital organs.
Mm-hmm.
What does that sound like? Oh, obesity.
Yeah.
Great.
Exactly. And, I think as you've mentioned, the food industry comprises 17% of our economy. I don't know what portion the healthcare is, but it's another huge chunk. And so everything that can be done to lower the cost and increase the consumption brings them more profits.
Right. Imagine that. Profits over people.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
I can't imagine. Now, sugar in any form causes obesity and other diseases when consumed in doses of like 140 pounds a year per person. So what does that mean? I mean, right now, one 20-ounce soda of sports drink or, iced tea has about 17 teaspoons of sugar. And these days, the average teenager might drink two of those a day. So if sugar is sugar, high fructose corn syrup is not the same biochemically. Can you talk a little bit about how those two things are different?
Well, when you're creating something artificially and when you're modifying what is there naturally, okay, it's going to change how your body functions, okay? Glucose, which is the form of sugar that the body needs, it's a monosaccharide. Fructose is also a monosaccharide, but instead of it having six components that make up the ring, fructose has five components that make up the ring. So in order for your body to use fructose physiologically, it has to convert it over to glucose. And when you're trying to make something out of something else, it's not going to be the same. And there's going to be a stress on the system. And at the cellular level, it's going to interfere with how the cell normally functions. But again, when it's profits over people, the companies that are manufacturing it, if they can get approval, and it seems that the Food and Drug Administration has no problems approving these things because they're generally recognized as safe. I don't even know what that means. It's generally recognized as safe. In this little bit, it's not a problem. But if you double that, then it becomes a problem. So as long as we're flying under the radar with it being less than what's going to create damage, that's considered safe. But if you're consuming huge amounts of that every day, then you're eating the amount that's no longer safe. But, you know, who cares? The government has approved it.
Yeah, exactly. And not only has it approved it, but in fact, high fructose corn syrup is cheaper because the government farm bills subsidize the corn industry so they can make even bigger profits. So, and that's part of the reason that sodas have gotten so much bigger. But really, the problems all come down to the people who consume these products. And I think that's part of what we talk about here on this show is that you have a choice.
Right. We do have a choice. The difficulty is when you don't understand what's going on inside your body because it's been physiologically designed to crave these kinds of things, and you don't even know it's being done to you, then you find yourself reaching for this without even giving it any thought because it's just the way that we're wired and the way that our physiology is working because of the kinds of foods that we've eaten and because of the kinds of medications that we've consumed. When you take an antibiotic, you've just disrupted your whole digestive flora, which is going to cause you now to crave sugar. And if you're drinking chlorinated water, if you're having fluoride in your toothpaste and those sorts of things, that's also going to destroy your bacterial flora. If you're taking medications, that's going to destroy and alter your bacterial flora. And once you alter that flora, once you destroy the microbiome that's going on there, you are going to become a sugar junkie. And if all they're making available to you is the artificial high fructose corn syrup type, then you're off to the races as far as heart disease goes, as far as high blood pressure goes, as far as diabetes goes, as far as cancer goes. And that's okay because we have the great American Medical Association that is going to come in and save all of us by making us make it a career to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Wow. This is a really quite a shocking show. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions about high fructose corn syrup.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Tun is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Tun and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Tun at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Tun from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about high fructose corn syrup and why it's not a good thing for you.
Well, one of the reasons I think you can look at it as not being a good thing for you is that it's actually sweeter than cane sugar. It requires more energy to be absorbed in the gut. You know, what's going on with that? I mean, you've talked a little bit about how the body has to digest and absorb this differently. Wouldn't that mean that there's more work for the body to do? Wouldn't that make the body more efficient?
No, because the way that your body has to work in order to do that is because it's harder work, it slows things down and it doesn't allow things to be efficient because there's more work involved. And if you already have it in the form that you need, there's nothing that needs to be done, so it just goes in and moves forward. But if you have to do something to it, if you have to separate it out, if you have to reconvert it and then process it, then that makes things less efficient and slows things down. And with a combination of other factors, it's going to slow down your metabolism, versus speed up your metabolism, which is what people would actually want. And ultimately, the slow metabolism is going to lead to storage and obesity.
Mm-hmm. And what about inflammation? This is a contributing factor to inflammation, isn't it?
Absolutely, because, again, it's not what the body's looking for. So the body, you know, if you don't give a four-year-old what the four-year-old wants, what happens to the four-year-old? Kind of gets irritated. Well, if you don't give the body what it wants, truly what it wants, not what you're craving, but what the body needs in order to function, then the body's going to have a temper tantrum and you're going to get inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, one of the things that I was reading about high fructose corn syrup that's, you know, even more disturbing is that it turns out that high fructose corn syrup contains contaminants, including toxic levels of mercury. So do you know how that happens?
In the processing of, you know, just the creating of the high fructose corn syrup, it's like, you know, they put, similar to what they put in vaccines, which are called adjuvants, there's these different chemicals that they use in order to enhance the process of manufacturing. And again, if they're in minute portions and they're generally recognized as safe, then nobody seems to care. But with the amount of accumulation that they take over time in a human being, it's going to alter their physiology and create dis-ease. And if it's on the shelf, we think it's safe. Somebody must have scrutinized it. It's got to be safe for us. And that's just not the case at all.
That's something. Now, you know, the next point I wanted to talk to you about high fructose corn syrup is the fact that it's almost always a marker of poor quality nutrition poor disease-creating industrial food products, like things called food substances, or what you like to affectionately call crap food for completely refined and processed.
Right.
Now, you know, if we're looking at that and you're looking to turn your own health around, where do you turn? How do you look and find out that the foods that you're buying are filled with this form of sugar?
Well, there's a thing on the the product that's supposed to be called a food label. A lot of times food labels aren't accurate, but you know, they are supposed to be putting on the ingredients associated with it. And all you have to do is turn the label over and look at the list of ingredients and see if you can actually pronounce anything that's in the ingredient. If you can't pronounce it, put it back on the shelf. If you can pronounce it, then you probably have a basic understanding of that it's natural, then you can put it in your cart or you can put it in your basket and you can buy it. But if it's got a long shelf life, if it's somewhere down the aisles in the supermarkets, for the most part, you don't want to be buying that. Stay out of the aisles. Walk around the outside of the store. Pick up all the natural perishable foods that spoil very quickly, that have a high turnover rate, and just stay away from all the crap.
That's excellent advice, and I really hope that people are able to take advantage of that. Now, if people have further questions on this subject, or any of the subjects that we talk about on the show related to people's health, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
And I hope that they do. I mean, this show is supposed to give you some understanding, but it's also to provoke more questions so that you can ask the kind of things that are important to you. They should email myself or any of the other providers listed on the site. They should call us. I had a wonderful woman from San Francisco area who emailed me while I was on my birthday vacation, and I responded to her while I was on vacation, and we began a interesting dialogue related to her health. And the difficulty is that she's stuck between a rock and a hard place with her life circumstances. But you know, I'm able to give her some advice and point her in the direction of what she can do to help herself, and that. That's most important, is about people understanding how to help themselves, and that's the whole purpose of this show.
Well, thank you so much for doing the show, and you know, I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Yes, please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.